This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There has been a big increase in violence in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. More than 100,000 people have been displaced, and there's been an outbreak of cholera. Congo's civil war officially ended in 2003, but fighting between rival militias has continued. Since 1998, the conflict has killed more than 3 million people, mainly through disease and malnutrition, and it's crippled the infrastructure of the entire region. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from the town of Bunia in eastern Congo.
13-year-old Bagaro Ikan lives at the Bon Marché Hospital in Bunia. He's not sick. He's looking after his 15-year-old sister, who's recovering from gunshot wounds. He spends his days amid the rows of cots that are squeezed into what used to be a warehouse. All the cots are full. 2 weeks ago, Bagaro was living with his family on the shores of Lake Albert. That was before they were attacked by the militia. We heard gunshots, he says, and we gathered all our belongings and got into the boat. Bagaro is small for 13. He has milk chocolate cheeks and long, thick eyelashes that curl away from his brown eyes. His sister says he didn't used to stutter. The enemies, as he calls them, ordered them to come back to the shore. All of a sudden, they started shooting, Bagaro says. I jumped in the water and started to swim. There were 12 people in the boat. When the militiamen left, he swam back to the boat. The gunman had killed his parents, two of his brothers, and several neighbors, he says. His older sister was badly wounded. One brother also survived. With the bodies of most of his family splayed on the floor, Bagaro and his brother rowed out into the middle of the lake. They spent all night out on the water in a boat that Bagaro describes as being full of blood and only returned to shore in the morning. Like tens of thousands of other children in this province, Bagaro is now an orphan. He says all his aunts and uncles were killed in the first war, referring to the conflict that stretched from 1998 to 2002. Once his sister is recovered and they have to leave the hospital, he says he doesn't know where he'll go. There's been no government in this part of Congo since the civil war broke out in 1998. In the absence of a local administration, militias have ruled various parts of the territory. Recently, rival militias from rival ethnic groups have been fighting over control of illegal taxes on goods coming across the border from Uganda. Civilians have got caught in the middle of a turf war. Sarah DePoit, with Doctors Without Borders, which runs this hospital, says Bagaro's story is all too common.
When I was here just end of January, got a child, and all his family was just killed with machetes. Was the only survivor. He got just cuts in his arms, forearms broken, and also cuts just up to the bone in his back. Yeah. It's horrific.
According to the UN, Congo's five-year-long civil war killed between 3 and 4 million people, but most weren't killed with bullets or machetes. Most died of disease and starvation, and this same pattern is repeating itself again in the northeast of the Congo now. Over the last week, nearly 400 people have come down with cholera in a squalid camp called Kakwa on the shores of Lake Albert. Kakwa is only 20 miles from Bunia, but the roads leading to it were destroyed in the war. Now the journey takes several hours in a 4x4 over disintegrating dirt roads, followed by an hour and a half boat ride. Kakwa itself has been attacked by militias 5 times in the past 5 months. Most of the straw and mud houses were burned to the ground. Then the UN sent troops to protect Kakwa, and some 8,000 people from surrounding villages rushed in to be near the peacekeepers. Now Kakwa is a vast plain of simple reed huts that stretches down to the waterfront.
Asante, asante, alleluia, alleluia, amina.
There are no longer any church buildings, so a Protestant congregation holds its Sunday service under a tree. Aid agencies are trying to provide latrines and clean water in Kakwa, but many people still get their water from the lake. Doctors Without Borders is attempting to contain the cholera outbreak, but due to security concerns, they pull most of their staff out each night and return again the next morning. Anne-Sophie Jean-Fouen is a nurse at the large white tent that serves as the cholera isolation unit.
This tent is an observation room, so it's a ward with just a ward, it's a big word, huh? It's just a tent with some patient in observation for rehydration by oral. And we have the other site, it's more for acute patient with severe dehydration, and we put an IV line.
The only treatment they have for cholera is rehydration. There is no cure. Left untreated, particularly in remote parts of Central Africa, cholera can be fatal within a matter of days. The deadly form of diarrhea is already cropping up in other refugee camps around the region. At Kakwa's beach, men with rickety, unpainted wooden boats call out for passengers. Despite having fled here just weeks ago, many people are now fleeing the cholera outbreak. They'll pay the equivalent of 50 cents, which is a lot of money here, to get ferried to another encampment. Aid agencies are worried that with the continued migration of people from one camp to another, cholera could spread quickly throughout this part of northeast Congo. In this way, Congo's wars kill people long after the shooting has stopped. Jason Bovien, NPR News, Bunia, Eastern Congo.